The two main things that I struggle with in my academic writing and how to overcome them, they include the following: time management and putting too much pressure on myself. I struggle mainly with time management because during the week, I cannot find a suitable time for me to focus on this manuscript writing. It's really hectic during the week. However, staying after hours, it does work for me to a certain extent, whereby I remain in the department to work for 2 to 3 hours and I usually leave around 6 to 7 p.m. heading for home. I also resorted to working over the weekend when it's more quiet at home, when nobody's there. Although at times I often drive to the department to focus for a number of hours, 6 hours maximum. So I do realize that if I do that, I manage to do quite a lot of work in this private space, because at home you'll find that everybody's there, so one cannot just focus. In overcoming them, I often consult the research office because the HOD there is of much help and better advice. Putting too much pressure on myself, this is just something else, because I aim to attain a lot within a short period of time, which I've realized that this is highly impossible. It's like I'm being too hard on myself. And being an imaging researcher, I think this is just too much for myself. I'm aiming too high. So I rather, you know, take it one day at a time. Because from what I've explained earlier on regarding my time management, I do realize there is light at the end of the tunnel. Hence I said, although the progress is slow, but I am moving. And I'll definitely reach where I'm going. The two things that I'm having a challenge on mainly, it's writing for grant applications and identifying a suitable journal to publish with. I also actually have a problem with doing the search to verify if the targeted journal is accredited or not, because the journal has to be accredited so that it is subsidized by the university. It gets subsidy money. Otherwise, if it is not accredited, then the article is not recognized by the university. So identifying the journal, it's still a bit of a challenge for me. Writing for grant applications, this is a massive, this is a huge one, because I don't know how to go about writing a self-motivation. The guidelines are there with the grant applications, but when coming to this aspect of writing a self-motivation, I am having a bit of a challenge there. And with the last grant application that I wrote, I honestly think that I didn't start this on time. I knew I had to write it, but I didn't put much focus on it up until the last 2 days before the submission date. And I realized that I made quite a number of mistakes. So I've realized that for grant application procedures, the minute the call is made, one must start packaging her things. Of course, I do have the stuff, the information that is needed in the system. So mine is just to create the headings or start completing the application day by day, so that by the time the submission date or the closing date arrives, I'm already at the end of the application process, having received or asked for the relevant letters, motivation letters or support letters from the HOD, from the dean, and from the DVC as such. I've also realized that team writing is the best, because with team writing, you tend to allocate work or distribute work amongst yourselves. And most importantly, it pushes you, it forces you to stick to the deadlines, because we do set time frames. And regular follow-up meetings are held, which makes it feasible, as one would not want to be embarrassed for not delivering on the allocated content. So one way or the other, it pushes you to the limit to strive to achieve the set objectives. Currently, I'm writing alone for the mere fact that in my department, we've got different topics of specific interest to us as individuals. So it's like we don't want to compromise that we focus on this one's topic. Next time, focus on somebody else's, just like that, for us to take turns. But I definitely feel, and I've realized that team writing is the best, because you can achieve so much in a short period of time.